70. What is the potential downside of using lazy loading in a web application? The potential downside of lazy loading in a web application is that it can result in multiple database queries if related entities are accessed frequently. This may degrade performance due to excessive round trips to the database. 71. What is the purpose of the at-lazy collection annotation in Hibernate? The at-lazy collection annotation in Hibernate is used to configure the fetch strategy for collections. It allows you to specify whether the collection should be loaded lazily or eagerly, overriding the default behavior set by fetch type. 72. How can you prevent lazy initialization exception in Hibernate when accessing a lazy loaded collection outside a session? To prevent lazy initialization exception, you can either fetch the collection eagerly, keep the session open when accessing the collection, or initialize the collection explicitly before closing the session using methods like hibernate.initialize. 73. How can you use Hibernate's at-query annotation to optimize fetching strategies? The at-query annotation allows you to write custom queries, HQL or JPQL, and use join fetch to optimize fetching strategies. This enables eager fetching for specific associations within the query itself. 74. What is the role of fetch mode in Hibernate's at-fetch annotation? The fetch mode in the at-fetch annotation controls how the related entities are fetched. It can be set to fetch mode.join, using SQL joins to fetch the related entities, or fetch mode.select, performing separate queries for related entities. 75. How do you use that one-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy annotation in Hibernate, and what are its implications? The one-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy annotation tells Hibernate to lazily load the associated entity, meaning the related entity will only be fetched when it is accessed for the first time within an active session. This helps optimize performance by avoiding unnecessary data loading. 76. How can Hibernate's at many-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy be used with a collection of entities in a parent-child relationship? When using at many-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy, the child entity is loaded lazily. If the parent entity has a collection of such child entities, you can configure the collection fetch type separately using fetch type.lazy or fetch type.eager. 77. What is the impact of using lazy loading with a large number of records in a database? Lazy loading can result in multiple database queries, each one fetching related records. This can lead to performance degradation when dealing with a large number of records, causing excessive database round trips and increased memory usage. 78. How does Hibernate handle fetching strategies in a polymorphic association, e.g., inheritance? Hibernate handles fetching strategies in polymorphic associations by using the fetch type defined in the association mapping. You can specify lazy or eager loading for the parent or child entities, and Hibernate will load the related entities accordingly. 79. What is the difference between lazy loading and batch fetching in Hibernate? Lazy loading loads associations on demand when accessed, while batch fetching allows Hibernate to load multiple entities at once in one query. Batch fetching can help optimize performance by reducing the number of queries issued for related entities. 80. Can you use at many-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy and at one-to-many fetch equals fetch type.eager together in Hibernate? What would be the result? Yes, you can use at many-to-one fetch equals fetch type.lazy and at one-to-many fetch equals fetch type.eager together. This setup means that many-to-one relationship will be lazily loaded, while the one-to-many collection will be eagerly loaded when accessed. 81. How does at-fetch mode.subselect work in Hibernate? At-fetch, fetch mode.subselect allows Hibernate to fetch collections in a batch using a single SQL query for all entities, as opposed to executing separate queries for each collection. This approach can reduce the number of queries when dealing with multiple collections. 82. How can Hibernate's at many-to-one annotation be configured to load associated entities lazily? By setting fetch equals fetch type dot lazy in that many-to-one annotation, you instruct Hibernate to load the associated entity lazily. The entity will only be fetched when accessed, rather than immediately upon the parent entity's retrieval. 83. How can you enable lazy loading for a at many-to-many relationship in Hibernate? You can enable lazy loading for a at many-to-many relationship by setting fetch equals fetch type dot lazy in that many-to-many annotation. This will cause the related entities to be fetched lazily when accessed within an active session. 84. How does Hibernate's at one-to-many, mapped by equals parent, fetch equals fetch type dot eager, behave? With at one-to-many, mapped by equals parent, fetch equals fetch type dot eager, Hibernate eagerly loads the collection of associated entities. The related entities are loaded immediately, together with the parent entity, in a single query. 85. How can you handle the lazy initialization exception in Hibernate when working with a detached entity? To handle lazy initialization exception, you can either reattach the entity to a session using session.merge or session.update, or use hibernate.initialize to initialize the lazy loaded associations before the session is closed. 86. What is the impact of using fetchType.lazy on performance in a Hibernate application? Using fetchType.lazy improves performance by loading only the required associations when accessed, rather than eagerly loading all related entities. This reduces the amount of data fetched initially and prevents unnecessary database queries. 87. What does that one-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy annotation do in terms of fetching behavior? That one-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy annotation tells Hibernate to lazily load the associated entity. The related entity will not be fetched when the parent entity is retrieved, but instead, only when the association is accessed within an active session. 88. How can Hibernate be configured to use a custom fetch strategy for a specific association? Hibernate can be configured to use a custom fetch strategy by using fetch mode to specify either join or select fetching, or by writing custom HQL/JPQL queries with join fetch for specific associations. 89. What is the difference between at many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.eager and at many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy? At many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.eager fetches the associated entity immediately along with the parent entity, while at many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy defers the fetching of the associated entity until it is accessed, improving performance in certain scenarios. 90. What is the purpose of using join fetch in Hibernate queries? Join fetch is used in Hibernate queries, HQL or JPQL, to force eager fetching of associations. This can help avoid the N+1 problem by loading associated entities in a single query, rather than issuing separate queries for each association. 91. How can you use that many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.eager annotation to load a related entity eagerly in Hibernate? Using it many-to-one fetch equals fetchType.eager tells Hibernate to eagerly load the associated entity when the parent entity is loaded. This means that both the parent and the related entity will be fetched in the same query, reducing the number of database round trips. 92. What is the difference between at many-to-one and at one-to-many associations in terms of fetch strategies? In a at many-to-one association, the associated entity is often loaded eagerly or lazily based on the fetch type configuration. In contrast, at one-to-many associations typically use lazy loading by default, unless explicitly set to eager loading, due to the potential overhead of loading large collections. 93. How do you use at many-to-one with fetch equals fetchType.lazy to improve performance? By using fetch equals fetchType.lazy, you instruct Hibernate to defer the loading of the associated entity until it is actually accessed. This helps improve performance by reducing the amount of data fetched when loading the parent entity, particularly when the associated entity may not be needed. 94. How can Hibernate's at one-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy annotation affect your application's performance? The one-to-one fetch equals fetchType.lazy annotation can improve performance by only loading the associated entity when it is accessed. This helps avoid unnecessary database queries for related entities that may not be needed immediately. 95. Can Hibernate's lazy loading be configured globally, and if so, how? Yes, Hibernate's lazy loading can be configured globally by setting the default fetch type to lazy in the Hibernate configuration file, hibernate.cfg.xml, or by setting properties in your persistence context. This will apply lazy loading to all associations unless overridden by specific annotations or queries. 96. How does Hibernate handle lazy loading in a at one-to-many relationship when using fetchType.lazy? In a at one-to-many relationship, when fetchType.lazy is used, Hibernate does not load the associated collection immediately when the parent entity is loaded. Instead, the collection is only loaded when it is accessed within an active session, reducing unnecessary data loading. 97. What are the possible issues you might encounter when using lazy loading in Hibernate with large datasets? Issues that can arise with lazy loading include the N+1 query problem, multiple queries being executed for each lazy loaded association, performance degradation due to excessive queries, and potential lazy initialization exception when the session is closed before accessing the lazy loaded association. 98. How can you prevent Hibernate from issuing multiple queries in a lazy loaded collection? To prevent multiple queries, you can use strategies like fetch, fetchMode.join, or fetch, fetchMode.subselect, to optimize fetching. These strategies ensure that the collection is fetched in a single query rather than issuing separate queries for each association. 99. What is the role of atLazy in Hibernate, and how is it different from fetch equals fetchType.lazy? The atLazy annotation in Hibernate is used to define lazy loading behavior explicitly on a collection or association. It is similar to fetch equals fetch type dot lazy, but at lazy, provides more fine-grained control over how the loading is performed, including specifying whether it should be lazy or eagerly loaded for a specific field or collection. 100. How do you handle lazy initialization exception in a Spring-based application when using Hibernate? To handle lazy initialization exception, you can either ensure the session is open when accessing the lazy loaded association, use a transactional to keep the session open, or initialize the collection manually using hibernate.initialize before the session is closed. 101. How do you configure Hibernate to use fetch type dot lazy for a at one to many relationship? You can configure fetch type dot lazy by annotating the at one to many relationship with fetch equals fetch type dot lazy. This ensures that the associated collection is only loaded when accessed, rather than being loaded immediately when the parent entity is retrieved. 102. How does at one to one fetch equals fetch type dot eager behave in Hibernate? When at one to one fetch equals fetch type dot eager is used, Hibernate loads the associated entity immediately along with the parent entity. This results in a single query fetching both entities, even if the associated entity is not needed in the current context. 103. What is the role of at fetch mode dot select in Hibernate? At fetch mode dot select configures Hibernate to fetch associated entities in separate queries, one for each association. This mode is useful when dealing with large collections and helps avoid the N+1 query problem by issuing optimized queries. 104. What is the difference between fetch type dot lazy and fetch type dot eager in Hibernate? Fetch type dot lazy defers the loading of the associated entity or collection until it is accessed, while fetch type dot eager loads the associated entity or collection immediately when the parent entity is loaded, which can impact performance when dealing with large datasets. 105. How does Hibernate's at one to many annotation with fetch equals fetch type dot lazy help with performance optimization? Fetch equals fetch type dot lazy helps with performance by deferring the loading of associated collections until they are explicitly accessed, reducing the number of database queries and preventing unnecessary data from being fetched. 106. What are the possible causes of the lazy initialization exception in Hibernate? Lazy initialization exception occurs when a lazy loaded association is accessed outside the scope of an open Hibernate session. This typically happens when the session is closed before the associated entity is accessed, or when the entity is detached. 107. How can you prevent the lazy initialization exception from occurring in a Spring application? You can prevent lazy initialization exception by using the transactional annotation, which ensures that the session remains open while the entity is accessed. Alternatively, you can initialize lazy loaded collections explicitly using Hibernate initialize before closing the session. 108. What is the impact of using fetch type dot eager in terms of database performance? Using fetch type eager can impact database performance by loading all associated entities or collections immediately, which can lead to large, inefficient queries and unnecessary data retrieval. It is best used when the associated entities are always required. 109. How can you customize the fetch strategy in Hibernate using HQL or JPQL? You can customize the fetch strategy in HQL or JPQL using join fetch to eagerly fetch associated entities, or by using left join fetch to include associations in the result set while avoiding N+1 query issues. These strategies help control how associations are loaded. 110. How can you use at many-to-many with fetch equals fetch type dot lazy to reduce memory consumption in Hibernate? By using fetch equals fetch type dot lazy, Hibernate will only load the related entities in a at many-to-many relationship when they are actually accessed, reducing memory consumption and avoiding unnecessary data retrieval when the associated entities are not required. 111. What happens when you use fetch equals fetch type dot eager with at many to one in Hibernate? When you use fetch equals fetch type dot eager with at many to one, Hibernate will fetch the associated entity immediately when the parent entity is loaded, which can lead to performance issues if the associated entity is not needed in all cases. 112. Can you switch between fetch type dot lazy and fetch type dot eager dynamically in Hibernate? How? You cannot directly switch between fetch type dot lazy and fetch type dot eager dynamically using annotations. However, you can control the fetch strategy at runtime by using criteria or JPQL with join fetch to customize fetching behavior based on specific use cases. 113. How does Hibernate optimize fetch strategies with at many to one and at one to many relationships? Hibernate optimizes fetch strategies by deferring the loading of associated entities in at many to one with fetch type dot lazy and at one to many with fetch type dot lazy, preventing unnecessary queries. Additionally, you can use at fetch mode join to optimize fetch strategies and reduce the number of queries. 114. What is the purpose of at batch size in Hibernate, and how does it relate to lazy loading? The batch size annotation in Hibernate allows you to specify the number of entities to load in a single batch when fetching associations lazily. This helps optimize performance by reducing the number of database round trips when loading collections or associations. 115. How can you configure lazy loading for collections in Hibernate using at-one-to-many and at-many-to-one associations? You can configure lazy loading for collections in Hibernate by using fetch equals fetch type dot lazy in at-one-to-many and at-many-to-one annotations. This ensures that associated collections are only loaded when accessed, reducing the number of queries and improving performance. 116. How can you optimize lazy loading in Hibernate for large collections using at-one-to-many relationships? To optimize lazy loading for large collections, you can use a batch size to load multiple associations in a single batch or configure at-fetch, fetch mode, dot subselect, to minimize the number of queries. These strategies reduce overhead and optimize performance when working with large datasets. 117. What is the at-lazy collection annotation in Hibernate, and how does it help with lazy loading? The at-lazy collection annotation in Hibernate allows you to control the lazy loading behavior of collections, specifying whether the collection should be loaded lazily using a proxy or eagerly. This annotation is useful when you want fine-grained control over the fetching strategy for collections. 118. What are some common mistakes when using lazy loading in Hibernate? Common mistakes include not managing session scope correctly, leading to lazy initialization exception, not using at transactional to keep sessions open, or overusing fetch type.eager, leading to inefficient queries and unnecessary data loading.